Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
One more day for you here outside today. Upper 70s, partly to mostly sunny skies, should just be delightful. No weather woes whatsoever. Into the evening, some cooler air starts to spill in here. 40s to near 50 degrees. It'll be a chillier start to your Friday. And Friday with extra clouds around, not going to be the prettiest of days. Stray shower not out of the question, but most of us remain dry. Upper 60s. We'll stay upper 60s with a bit of a breeze on Saturday for Earth Day. Even cooler weather, though, by the back half of the weekend. Sunday, low 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
56 at DuPont Circle, 54 in Germantown, 59 this morning in Annandale.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up.
Lights out. WTOP looks into a big streetlight outage along the Beltway. I'm Mike Marilla.
The problem that caused yesterday's Beltway nightmare that paralyzed drivers will not be an issue today.
Neighbors upset about more chaos at a local CVS.
Yeah, that's why I don't go there.
This is Kyle Cooper.
Jury selection in former President Trump's criminal trial resumes this morning.
The trait that moms can pass to their kids and why it matters in the future. I'm John Doman.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lots of people had trouble reaching 911 overnight, but officials say service has now been restored in most places. Outages affected the entire state of South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, Texas, and Nevada. Officials are still trying to figure out what went wrong. Former Las Vegas undersheriff Christopher Darcy.
Is it a provider? Is it something to do with a landline provider? There's a lot of unanswered questions at this point. I think as law enforcement moves forward, they're going to look into it, come up with the answers, and then obviously make the appropriate fixes.
Speaker Mike Johnson has put himself on shaky ground with fellow House Republicans by setting up a vote as soon as Saturday on separate bills to send new aid to Israel and Ukraine. He does have the backing of Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We are going to make sure that we stand by our Democratic allies in Ukraine, in Israel, in the Indo-Pacific, and make sure that we secure the humanitarian assistance necessary to surge into Gaza.
Some conservatives have threatened to trigger a vote to oust Johnson for reaching across the aisle in New York. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University after college president Nimush Shafiq was questioned on Capitol Hill over anti-Semitism on campus.
Trying to reconcile the free speech rights of those who wanted to protest and the rights of Jewish students to be in an environment free of discrimination and harassment has been the central challenge.
Harvard and Penn presidents both resigned after their own testimony. Arizona State Senator Christine Marsh is pushing ahead with a measure to try to repeal the state's Civil War era abortion ban after House Republicans blocked it.
Well, I hope it sends a little bit of hope that there are people down here fighting really hard for the vast majority of Arizonans.
Wall Street Journal says a settlement of about $100 million is close. In the case of former Team USA gymnastics coach Larry Nassar, CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This comes after a 2021 Justice Department Inspector General report found the agency failed to respond to the allegations with the utmost seriousness and urgency. And 70 or more young athletes were allegedly sexually abused by Nassar after the first complaint against him was filed with the FBI.
A new report shows health care disparities for people of color are costing lives. Arnav Shaw at the Commonwealth Fund.
In almost all states, premature mortality rates among black people are higher than the average of all groups.
Among the recommendations, expanding state Medicaid programs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 7:03 on Thursday, April 18th, 59 degrees this morning. Partly cloudy today, but we're going up to around 80. Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour. If you drive on part of the Beltway at night or in the early morning, does it seem a little dark to you? In a story you're hearing only on WTOP, our Mike Murillo sheds light on a big street lamp outage.
Initially, a WTOP staffer noticed dozens of streetlights out along the Beltway in Maryland. And in response, the state said it would look into it, but that 90% of the road's 1,600 lights were running. But when WTOP drove the road, it appears more lights are out than the state realized.
I counted about 30 lights on the outer loop between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut.
Our tally, scanning both sides of the Beltway from the outer loop, was more than 300 lights out.
It's an aging infrastructure. It's approaching, if not well over, 60 years old.
Earlier in the month, Derek Gunn, a transportation engineer at the Maryland State Highway Administration, said the state responds to reports of lights out and is addressing some of the outages. The work also includes upgrading older lights when possible.
We are looking at more efficient LED lighting, and to get those some of those old and dated lights upgraded.
He says in addition to the survey they take monthly of the lights, he encourages motorists to report lights out as well. Along the Beltway in Chevy Chase, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can read more at WTOP.com.
Overnight construction work on the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge that ran late yesterday, leading to terrible morning traffic jams, is not happening this morning. VDOT canceled bridge girder work and lane closings that had been scheduled to resume. The agency says it will let us know later today if work will pick up again late tonight. Meanwhile, you can count on WTOP to keep you updated on any other problems that pop up with traffic and weather on the 8s.
New this morning, we're learning of a brief lockdown overnight at Inova Mount Vernon in Fairfax County as police investigate a shooting death. Police say they responded to reports of a shooting victim around 11:30 last night. The woman was brought to the hospital by a man who remained at the scene. The location and cause of the shooting remain under investigation. It's not known if the victim was dead at the time she was brought to the hospital. The facility has since returned to normal operations. Keep it here with WTOP for updates.
Shoplifters have hit another CVS in the district, this one in the Navy Yard just across the street from Nationals Park. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports some people who live nearby say they won't go in the store anymore.
A video that went viral captures the chaos just the other night as what appears to be teenagers running through the store, one riding a scooter inside, yelling and apparently stealing whatever they want with little or no resistance. These people live in the neighborhood.
Maybe they got to get control over kids that exploit the loophole in the law.
It is chaotic and there's kids. I've seen kids run out with stuff and no one stops them.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I don't go there.
D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab calls the behavior in the store unacceptable and disturbing. In February, CVS closed a store in Columbia Heights that was a constant target of thieves. In Southeast, Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
How does empathy spread? WTOP's John Doman has results of a new study.
For more than 20 years, researchers at the University of Virginia followed nearly 200 teenagers as they grew into parents. And what they found was that
the social skills that teens were practicing with their close friends during those adolescent years ended up being really important for the way they parented.
Dr. Jesse Stern's a research scientist at the University of Virginia. She says the teens whose problems were met with validation and empathy from their moms ended up paying it forward in adolescence and also later in life.
Being able to understand where another person's coming from and take their perspective goes very far in resolving conflict and in sustaining a relationship over time.
The study's being published in the journal Child Development. John Dome in WTOP News.
And coming up,
most buyers who got a mortgage last year were in the often overlooked generation. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Gen AI will reshape every organization, so don't fall behind. Attend Oracle's Federal Forum on April 25th at the Washington, D.C. downtown Westin to get current on the latest developments in data and AI and learn how to apply generative AI to impact mission outcomes. You'll join peers in civilian government, defense, and intelligence to discuss harnessing Oracle's mission-built cloud solutions for government. Register for the Oracle Federal Forum for free at oracle.com/fedforum.
It's 7:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
traffic and weather on the 8th. Rita, what are you seeing now?
Well, we see a big delay on southbound DC 295. You're pretty much off the Baltimore-Washington Parkway solid, headed past Pennsylvania Avenue. It is still the center of the roadway, blocked with the wreck before the 11th Street Bridge. Once you get past it, it does look good to the bridge. Northbound I-295 slows passing Laboratory Road, but then it looks good all the way to the 11th Street Bridge. And inbound on the Suitland Parkway, that delay is going to be from Alabama Avenue to the light at Stanton Road, with your lanes open. In Maryland on southbound 270, after 85 Bucky's Town Pike, looks like they've taken care of that trash truck fire because the delay is gone. No delay out of Frederick, headed into Urbana toward 109. Where you do have the delay still is southbound from Father Hurley Boulevard all the way to Montgomery Village Avenue. Then it looks good to the lane divide. The southbound spur is slowing from Democracy Boulevard to the point where it merges with the outer loop of the Beltway, and then the outer loop looks good to the American Legion Bridge. Where you do have delays on the outer loop, 95 all the way to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop slows passing Route 1 in College Park. Also seeing delays in both directions of the Beltway, headed toward 450 with nothing reported. And then an inner loop back up after Branch Avenue, headed all the way toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And then a delay from Route 1 in Alexandria, trying to head toward Telegraph Road. So keep an eye out for anything there. Northbound Branch Avenue near the Beltway, the right side had been blocked with the wreck. If you're on eastbound 66, it was near the Manassas Rest Area. The wreck along the left side, delays from the Prince William Parkway, then slow from the Fairfax County Parkway toward 123, and then it looks good to the Beltway. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
After a cool start, very warm air moves in for the afternoon, and back to near 80 degrees for many neighborhoods, partly to mostly sunny skies. A really gorgeous looking Thursday. Now overnight, some cooler air does spill in. 40s in many of our suburbs to near 50 degrees. For your Friday, more clouds around than sunshine. We'll see highs in the upper 60s and maybe a stray sprinkle or shower. We are looking dry for the weekend. Saturday, Earth Day, breezy but partly sunny, upper 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
56 at DuPont Circle, 54 in Germantown, 59 in Annandale. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
7:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. A big car recall could be on the horizon. Federal regulators are looking into complaints about unexpected automatic braking in Hondas, with nearly 3 million vehicles potentially affected. So far, there are reports of nearly 50 crashes and over 100 injuries. The investigation covers two of Honda's top-selling models, the CR-V small SUV and the Accord midsize car. The model years were expanded to include the 2017 through 2022 CR-V and the 2018 through 2022 Accord.
Just who is buying homes right now? WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says there are a lot of middle-aged buyers.
Gen X, which regularly falls out of survey results, leads this one. Those 45 to 60-year-olds accounted for 21% of mortgages last year. Because many were buying up, Gen X borrowers tended to have bigger down payments than millennials or Gen Z, and thus smaller mortgages.
The average age of a home buyer who took out a mortgage in the D.C. metro area last year was 49. The average down payment was $104,000.
Just ahead.
A popular navigation app about to make things easier for EV drivers. I'm Neil Augenstein.
7:12.
Find premium seafood at Whole Foods Market. Get 20% off sustainable wild-caught Chilean sea bass fillets with Prime through April 23rd. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Public Sector at Datadog, says end-to-end observability can help agencies improve the citizen experience.
We're talking about capabilities around real user monitoring, around, we talk about it in terms of synthetics, we talk about it in terms of session replay, but what a product owner or a digital capability owner really has the capability to do today is they can see the unique experiences that their end users are having. So they can see when a login occurs, they can see what the actual user experience or travel through that application might be. So they can generally understand what's flowing well, where are the bottlenecks, what are the challenges with that customer's front-end experience. Proactively understand, is that front-end application, is it up and running the way I want it to?
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Learn more at Carahsoft.com/innovation.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
We all know what UV rays can do to our skin, but they can also do damage to your car. Keep that from happening with 303 Protectant. 303 Protectant keeps the sun's harmful rays from causing fading and cracking in rubber, plastic, or vinyl surfaces. From the dashboard to the tires, 303 Protectant keeps your car looking new, longer. Get 303 Protectant today at AutoZone. Visit 303radio.com for more information.
Spring will be here before you know it, and that means it'll soon be time to gather outside. There's no better get-together than one on a new deck or paver patio from Long Fence. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Coming up, hundreds of bikers take over a local road. We'll tell you why. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Brighten your world with Meadows Farms during our blooming sale. Attention VIPs, enjoy a delightful 20% off all our in-stock azaleas, including the stunning encores, the vibrant roses featuring knockouts, rhododendrons, dogwoods, and more. Don't miss out on 20% discounts for our 4.5-inch premium annuals, all 1-gallon perennial creeping phlox, and all 1-gallon perennial dianthus. Discover more at meadowsfarms.com or visit any of our 17 family-owned Meadows Farms nurseries. Hurry, sale ends Wednesday. Come and plant a little happiness with us.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
7:15.
One of the most popular navigation apps is about to make things easier for drivers of electric vehicles. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it will help direct EV drivers to the nearest charging station.
If you're already driving and running low on power, trying to find a charging station like this one can be anxiety-provoking. Now Google Maps is starting to roll out features to help EV drivers. You'll be able to see nearby chargers on the in-car map. It'll include real-time information on how many charging ports are available and their charging speed. It'll even provide turn-by-turn specifics if the charger is tucked inside a parking garage. When it's not an emergency and you're planning a trip, the directions can include where you'd want to stop to charge along the way. In South Riding, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Google's other mapping software, Waze, already shows where you can find charging stations.
Nearly a week after the D.C. Department of Transportation decided to hit the brakes on a project that would have installed bike lanes along a stretch of Connecticut Avenue, we're hearing from bike riders. The group D.C. Bike Party hosted a ride last night that took hundreds of cyclists up Connecticut Avenue in Woodley Park. This organizer tells NBC4.
We're very disappointed. You know, over 35% of D.C. households don't own a car. And there should be space on the streets for lots of different ways to get around.
The proposal would have added bike lanes to a several-mile stretch of the road between Woodley Park and Chevy Chase. DDOT says it's looking for an alternative road to add bike lanes to that riders could use to travel north and south.
7:17.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. It's one of the frustrations of air travel. You board the plane, push back from the gate, only to sit sometimes for hours on the tarmac. And now comes the latest research on which airlines have the worst tarmac delays. Let's start with the winners, Hawaiian Airlines and Southwest. Hawaiian had just 80 tarmac delays on departure and 87 on arrival per 100,000 flights last year. And Southwest had just 224 tarmac delays. Alaska Airlines came in third with 448 departure delays. And now the worst offenders, JetBlue, with a whopping 1,228 departure delays, followed by United and American. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
We counted hundreds of lights out along a major area highway. It's a story you're only hearing here.
You may be surprised to learn that crime is actually down in D.C.
And jury selection resumes this morning at the New York criminal trial of former President Trump.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
7:18. Let's check traffic and weather on the 8th to the WTOP Traffic Center and Rita Kessler.
Well, the big issue that we still have is on southbound DC 295. The crash is after Pennsylvania Avenue in the center of the roadway with a delay all the way back to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're going to stick with that, you're going to need to give yourself some extra time to get through it. Northbound I-295, just delays passing Laboratory Road. Inbound Suitland Parkway slows after Silver Hill Road to the light at Stanton Road, while 50 slows inside the Beltway, westbound coming from 410 trying to make your way onto New York Avenue, and then a delay on New York Avenue from South Dakota Avenue to the light at Bladensburg Road. We're also seeing a slowdown from Florida Avenue trying to head into the 3rd Street Tunnel with nothing reported. Now in Maryland, southbound 270, just volume delays. Now all of our earlier incidents have cleared, so your volume begins near Father Hurley Boulevard headed toward Montgomery Village Avenue. Then after that, you'll find it slow from 370 to 28, and then from Montrose Road onto the southbound spur to join a delay on the outer loop that begins near the big curve, trying to head to the point where they merge. Then it looks good to the American Legion Bridge. Northbound Branch Avenue near the Beltway, the crash was along the right side. Also in Virginia, it was eastbound 66 near the Manassas Rest Area. That was a wreck reported on the left side with delays from the Prince William Parkway. Then you're slow from the Fairfax County Parkway headed toward 123. Northbound 95 slows in Stafford, Dale City into Woodbridge, through Lorton, then in Springfield, on to 395 to King Street, and then getting on to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Sometimes a virtual visit is all you need. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care 24/7. Learn more at medstarhealth.org/eVisit. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. Looks like we are fighting some clouds this morning.
Yeah, some clouds from that overnight frontal system that came through. Some of us saw a few sprinkles. Others of us just saw some scattered clouds. But they'll start to break up somewhat here. That morning fog is starting to burn off. And we'll go with a partly sunny day. Still be very lovely with light northwesterly breezes and temperatures upper 70s, if not near 80 degrees. Should be a very nice afternoon headed our way. Overnight clouds will return. We'll look for temperatures to drop back, though, before those clouds start to increase. I think we can see some 40s out there tonight into tomorrow morning. So a cool morning for sure. Definitely we'll need a jacket out the door tomorrow morning. Tomorrow the clouds will keep us on the cooler side in the mid-60s. I mean, closer to where we should be for this time of year, just not where we've been as of late. And a shower or two is possible through the afternoon. About a 30% chance for a few passing afternoon showers, but minimal moisture once again coming through the system. Just not a lot for it to work with. Heading into the weekend, we do see a little bit of a bump up in temperature Saturday back in the low 70s. Breezy, it's Earth Day. Should be a nice day for outdoor activities. Just a little bit of a wind, but plenty of sunshine and dry. Cloudier conditions on Sunday, but still nice. It's going to be on the cooler side, though. By Sunday, some neighborhoods will struggle to get above 60, so a little bit of a cooling trend there. And then we bounce back up Monday, and that's what we happen to see around here often in the springtime, where these temperatures bounce back up and down. We've had from 80s for highs to maybe some low 60s for highs, and eventually it'll all start to level on out. It's 55 right now in Barnesville. Meanwhile, over in Gainesville, it is 57 this hour. Riverdale checking in at 56.
Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
And coming up,
bonding over the shared challenges of having parents in the military in Fairfax County. I'm Scott Gelman.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply.
For home digging projects, there's do-it-yourself or hire it out. Either way, it's crucial to contact Miss Utility before digging. to prevent costly and dangerous utility strikes in your yard. So for tree planting, gardening, fence and mailbox installation, and more, whether it's you or your contractor, confirm that whoever is digging visits missutility.net or calls 811. Before you dig, every dig, it's the law.
You're listening to WTOP News.
7:23. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The Department of Defense recognizes April as the month of the military child. WTOP Scott Gelman reports some were just honored at one Alexandria area school.
Wearing purple, Principal Roxanne Salata is leading Claremont Elementary's Military Kids Club on a march around campus as their classmates cheer to honor the sacrifices they're making.
We have about 70 students in the club.
The club started last year as a way to help students like Olivia bond with other kids over their shared experiences.
My dad is in the Air Force as a civil engineer. It feels good to just have like almost like a support that knows what I'm talking about.
Once a month, through games and conversations, the school is giving students the chance to talk through the stress of not knowing what comes next.
It makes me feel better that other people are just with me and experiencing the same things of deployments, moving, leaving friends.
Those challenges aren't getting easier, but here they know they're not facing them alone. In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Volunteers are an important part of the healthcare system for people experiencing homelessness, and WTOP's Dick Uliano reports on groups providing vital work in our area.
We want to reach people where they're at.
Amy Angel is the founder and director of the nonprofit H3 Project, which tackles the issues of homelessness and human trafficking in the district. And when it comes to healthcare, the H3 Project partners with Street Health DC.
Today we're doing glucose checks for diabetes and blood pressure.
Dr. Toby Smith of Georgetown University and Street Health DC is among the physicians bringing healthcare directly to those who need it. There are also free medical clinics and health facilities in some shelters, a variety of ways to deliver health care.
One system doesn't work for everybody. We have to think about what funding is needing, what other resources, so that everybody has access to health.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Dave Preston.
Nationals wrapped up their series in Los Angeles with a bang.
Swing by Abrams at the 1-0 pitch into the air to deep right center field. This is way back. At the wall is Outman. He can only watch. It is gone. Goodbye. C.J. Abrams didn't do it on the first pitch, but he did it on his first swing.
Charlie Slows on 1500 AM. That's right. Nats win 2-0 after C.J. Abrams' leadoff homer puts them ahead to stay. Jake Irvin strikes out six over six scoreless frames. Nats go 5-4 on their road trip. They host Houston this weekend. They're giving away